Time now for a conversation. Jackie Leonard is on the phone with us this morning, and Keith Hansey is right here in studio. Good morning, you two.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
All right, Jackie, thanks for being with us on the telephone this morning. And any messages for Keith first?
No.
Okay.
No, Keith, both of us were supposed to do bell ringing today. I just want to mention thanks to all the realtors that are doing bell ringing today. It is Realtor Bell Ringing Day. So across the United States, there are realtors that are ringing the bell. And there's a bunch of people from our office that you'll see out there ringing bells along with the other local realtors.
I just thought that was like a local thing. I didn't know it was a national push.
Yep, part of the National Realtor Association.
Okay, so Jackie is out west. Why aren't you ringing a bell? You're going to be out there later.
I am, but I'm driving down to Carthage College because my son Zach's in a six college swim meet today. He's swimming right now. But I'll be back. I'll make it down there in time for the finals tonight at 5.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad we could get together at least on the phone here. And so let's get into some business here. Jackie, I want to start with you. What is the NAR lawsuit, the National Association of Realtors, have a lawsuit. Tell us a little bit about what this is about.
Yeah, I just wanted to take some time because I've had clients reach out and kind of ask me about it. And there's a lot of stuff in the news. Some people have seen it. Some people don't know anything about it. But if somebody does have, you know, want to have a more detailed conversation, I'd love to, you know, have them give me a call and we can talk about it. But just to touch on a couple things this morning is that the National Realtors Association was in a lawsuit actually for a couple years. This has been dragging out. And I really think that they thought it was not going to hold water and that they weren't, you know, that it was all, you know, going to be thrown out and it wouldn't have come back the way it did. I think part of the reason it did is they had a jury full of renters that have never gone through the buying process or selling process. So it was probably a little lack on the National Realtors Association attorneys just kind of thinking they had it covered, and at the end of the day, they didn't relate to the jurors. So I really think it's going to be overturned. It'll take years to do that. But meanwhile, we are where we are, and they have been basically what they are saying is that, you know, there was collusion, you know, amongst realtors for the last, you know, it's 100 years or 80 years, I don't know how long the National Realtors Association has been around, but it's a long time, you know. And the reason it was created is to hold realtors, you know, because you can have your real estate license and not be a realtor. We have to do extra training and take a class, and we are held to a higher set of standards, ethical standards. Versus just having a real estate license and being able to fill out the forms. So that's what a realtor means. A lot of people don't know that. There is a difference. There are people out there selling real estate that aren't realtors. But And they also made it mandatory, you know, so it's mandatory for our multiple listing service, which is where we all enter our listings and they magically get out there to the world via Zillow and Realtor.com and on our websites. It's like one big, you know, data entry. So that's what happens when you list your property. A agent enters it in to a multiple listing service. Well, in order to be able to put your listing in a multiple listing services, it was a requirement to be a realtor. And that's where these requirements, right, that's where I think the collusion thing came in. And it's like, why are you requiring these agents to do that? You know, we had to be part of an MLS. Well, it was so that we were all held to a higher set of standards. You know, that was why they did it. But when you are putting your stuff in the MLS, you are putting a promise to a buyer's agent to pay them commission. Because why would a buyer agent run around with a buyer for 6 months, sometimes years in our market with second homes, you know, and not have a promise to be paid by anybody. That right. just wouldn't work or make sense, would it? And that's really what they're saying is that, well, you know, why would you make the seller promise a buyer agent money? And I don't know how real estate works without doing that, but that's basically what they're saying. So real estate is probably going to be having a bunch of changes coming down because of this, because part of it is we just have to make sure that we're doing a better job disclosing. I think the state of Wisconsin has done a really good job. I have gone over a listing contract with a seller, and I've always explained how the buyer's agent gets paid. We've never not had that conversation. And I think the Wisconsin Realtors Association, we all have different forms in each state, has done a really good job of explaining that to sellers. And they sign a contract saying they're going to pay the buyer's agent X amount. We put it right in the contract. So I think we have been really covered in that aspect, but it's just another form. Now we have another form for sellers to, you know, a separate piece of paper that we are making sure that we are highlighting that. And part of it is just making sure that buyer agent is not going to work for free, right?
Yeah.
And coming down, the only other way it can go is that they're suggesting the buyer pay the buyer's agent. Well, that doesn't work either, because the buyer has all these costs in getting a loan. You know, like an average loan, let's say a $200,000 house, you're going to have $4,000 or $5,000 in closing costs just to get your loan. Now add, you know, a $7,000 commission on top of that they would have to pay. You know, they typically don't have that type of cash down, plus they need their down payment. So that's what they're suggesting people do. And in my mind, that doesn't work, because lenders don't allow you to wrap that in your loan either. So there's no way for the buyer to come up with this extra money. And at the end of the day, I feel the buyer's coming with all the money, right? Really, the buyer's paying all of the commission, because they're the ones coming with the check. Mm-hmm. And they're the ones paying the seller at the day of closing. You know, they're paying all the money, and the seller is paying, you know, they're just getting the proceeds. So you could look at it a bunch of different ways, but I just wanted to touch base on that. If anybody had any questions about that, that lawsuit and kind of what it's going to mean for real estate in the future, I think short term, it's not going to really affect us. I think things are just going to go forward the way they are. But the National Realtors Association itself is probably going to have to change some of its rules. It's maybe no longer going to be required to be, you know, a lot of, like, the bigger franchises aren't going to require it anymore. And in the past, they did. So to be a realtor. And I just want to mention that association and our Wisconsin Realtors Association, that is how we protect rights of homeowners. One of the biggest things that the Wisconsin Realtors Association did was give everybody the right to have a dock. You know, we almost lost that right as property owners to be able to put a dock in the water. So they watch these types of lawsuits and things that happen and make sure that we're, you know, we pay money in as dues so that they have money to go fight for your rights as a property owner. And they watch that very diligently, and they've done, you know, just so many things to protect your rights. And without that, you know, those rights could fall by the wayside, and nobody's watching it, right? So there's a huge circle of why the association is what it is and why we pay dues, and it's they're one of the biggest lobbyists in that there is, the National Realtors Association, just because they're trying to protect the rights. They're trying to make sure that homes are affordable for everybody, and that is part of their, you know, the mission is to make sure that, you know, we're protecting home ownership, you know, for the next generation.
Just real quick, Jackie, I want to see if I got my head wrapped around this. So somebody is suing the National Association of Realtors because they don't think that commission should be shared from the selling agent to the buyer's agent. Is that correct?
That's pretty much it.
Okay.
Yeah, they're saying that, you know, the buyer's agent should pay their own commission. And it's been that way for forever, you know, and I shouldn't say forever. If we go back to the old model, you know, it was you could write a contract on a one-page form and the buyer had no representation at all. And but we're in a different world. We're in 11-page form plus amendments. And how is a buyer going to represent themselves, you know, properly?
Mm-hmm.
And we live in a world, unfortunately, where, you know, people like to sue people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, back then, you know, that wasn't a thing. And so I don't know how they expect a buyer to be on their own. It just doesn't make sense. They'd have to be on their own or come up with a bunch of cash. And to me, that, you know, the reason we have these things is to protect the consumer. You know, Wisconsin is definitely a consumer protection state because we don't require attorneys. That's the other thing that might come down is if they start changing the rules and, you know, buyers are going to have to get an attorney. So they're still going to have to pay to get that legal advice, because how do you do a transaction and not have anybody covering you?
You know, it's no secret, Jackie. Everybody knows you're my buying agent. You've been looking for a house for Kathy and me now for what? It seems like almost a half a year now already. I think we started this off in the spring. Now, I've called you at all hours of the day and night, it seems like. And I always thought that, well, it's okay. And she wants to put us in a house. And I know how hard you've worked. I know the miles that you put on, the time it's taken to show us houses. And here we still sit. I never thought that you were doing this for free, and I can't believe any right-thinking, common-sense-thinking person would ever think that you would be not expecting it paid for all your work. So this is one of these things that just, it's a hard thing to get my mind wrapped around, that somebody would have a problem or an issue with this.
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, a lot, you know, class action lawsuits in particular, you know, it's just a... It's a money-making opportunity, and it's certainly not for the people in the lawsuit. You know, when you have a lawyer walking away with close to $900 million, and each each person in the lawsuit is getting about $2,000.
Yeah.
So you know who's walking away with.
You know who's driving this whole thing, too. And that just means,
right.
if those people that are driving this actually win, that's going to be bad news for anybody here that wants to just buy a house the way we've always done it.
Yep. And unfortunately, it's just going to take years, and they're in appeals, and, you know, so unfortunately, it's not going to go away in the news anytime soon. It'll be hanging out there. But meanwhile, I think the National Realtors Association, you know, all of real estate is going to be a little shaken up by it. And I think we're going to see some changes come, you know, and we'll just roll with them. You know, that's what we do.
What can you do?
And we'll, you know, figure it out. So so that's where we're at right now. I just wanted people to know that it's something I've had clients reach out to me and send me the article like, hey, did you know? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah. And Wisconsin has been on the leading edge of this. So we were set up different than other states. So we were kind of ahead of this where we had it in our listing contract.
Right.
There are other states that were part of that lawsuit. They didn't really have that.
Hmm.
So it wasn't quite spelled out. And that might have generated some of this lawsuit.
Well, for anybody, so the bottom line here, for anybody that's interested in buying or selling a house in the near future, we're pulling for the realtors in this deal, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah, I just, you know, and it's just like today, you know, we're the people in your community, bell ringing, volunteering, that's why that's in our name, right? We're in this community to support and, just all of the realtors in our association. I'm just, super proud of them for everything that they do for their communities. And, so it's just one of those things that I think state by state, this particular lawsuit was just in one state. So like he said, every state's contracts are differently. So there's multiple lawsuits going on. Of course, once one state, had a good verdict.
Yeah, it's pile on time.
Multiple. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's multiple other states that are, that are getting their lawsuits together. Mm. So unfortunately, it's just not one contract they're looking at. It's, you got all the different states and how they handle things. So
sure. Well, we've taken up almost all our time already, but this was a very important topic. And so just to move along just a little bit here, Keith, tell us about the holiday parade. I'm assuming you're talking about Merrill tomorrow.
No. Tomahawk.
The Tomahawk one.
Yes.
That's right, because you're not going to be here.
No.
So you wouldn't talk about that.
No, I wouldn't.
Tell us about the holiday parade here. Yes.
If anybody's ever been down to the holiday parade here in Tomahawk for the Christmas, it's incredible, and it's growing every year.
Yeah.
And every year that we started, we've got Bob, Jackie's husband, and we build a float, and we have thousands of lights on there. And every year we have different themes, so we're building the theme. And it's a blast to go down there, see all the people, and we hand out Christmas ornaments.
Okay.
Every year with the name, with the year on it.
Okay.
And we hand those out during the parade, decorate our float, and help support Tomahawk. It's a really fun time.
Pretty cool. So instead of throwing candy, you guys throw ornaments.
Yes.
I hope they're not glass ones.
Jackie, are they plastic?
No.
They're not glass.
They are plastic.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
See, I drive.
Okay.
I drive the UTV, so I'm not with the people. I'm driving the
ATV. So Northwoods Community Realty ornaments tossed out to the crowd for free at the Holiday Parade.
Yep.
Another reason to be at the Holiday Parade in Tomahawk.
Another reason to be there. Plus, like I said, it's growing, and there's a lot of floats, and before it started with just decorated like UTV, ATVs, and now it's grown into floats and Jeeps and vehicles. And
it's going to be a good time, that's for sure. Friday night, the 8th, December 8th.
I believe it is December 8th.
Yep, okay. Yes.
Those windows are just amazing. It's just my favorite part. I just can't thank those ladies enough for what they do. I just think that's amazing, and it's such a Christmas spirit thing to do.
So. As I told the ladies that were here the other day talking about it, I said, for years we were known as the community for 4th of July fireworks. Mm-hmm. We are going to be known as the community for the Christmas parade.
It is growing, yes.
Yeah. Jackie, real quick here, what does this note about 12 years mean on my notes this morning?
Yeah, so just a note, we are coming up on our 12th anniversary with Northwoods Community Realty, and it's hard to believe it's been that long, but we're just excited to still be here and still be a part of the community and doing everything we can to help people find homes.
Yes, and we're not going to talk about low inventory because talking about it won't make it any better, and we're out of time anyway.
That sounds good.
So, Jackie, safe travels getting back here to our community safely. And Keith Hansey, I know you've got some travels in front of you, too. So, safe travels. Good luck to your boy.
Yes.
And Jackie, we'll see you soon, hopefully showing me another house.
Sounds great, Jeff. Can't wait.
All right, Northwoods Community Realty here in Tomahawk. Don't forget, they have a Lake Tomahawk office as well, and good folks to know if you want to buy or sell a property. Keith, thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Got to shut down the Sunrise Show. Going to do that right after this.